News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
One of the people who was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner was the Washington Bureau Chief for The Guardian, David Smith. And David wrote subsequently about his experiences of the shooting. And his piece finishes with a summary of the situation in the US, where he says, "The past 10 years have witnessed a shooting at a congressional baseball practice, a deadly white supremacist march in Charlottesville, the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, the killings of the former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband, and the right-wing, the murder of the right-wing activist Charlie Kirk. Political violence is rampant, and on Saturday in a fancy Washington ballroom, Trump and the media glimpsed the edge of the abyss." As did you, David, given that you were in the room. Can you describe what the event was like?
Yes, hello. I've been going to this event for several years now, and it really brings together, you know, the political elite and a lot of the stars of Washington journalism. We were in a subterranean ballroom at the Washington Hilton Hotel, and for the first 40 minutes, everything proceeded as planned. Of course, Donald Trump appearing for the first time as president at this dinner. He saluted to the national anthem, took his seat. We were eating our salad and making small talk and so on. And then suddenly I heard some kind of banging, some noise from the back of the ballroom. Couldn't really see or hear exactly what was going on. And as Trump himself commented, you weren't sure if it was just an accident, maybe some plates being dropped. But when I looked over, I could see people diving for cover and diving under the tables there. And so it sort of felt sensible for me to do the same, and everyone at our table to do likewise. And there was a bit of an eerie silence, and we saw Secret Service agents sprinting through the room, you know, jumping on chairs to get to the stage. When I emerged to look at that stage, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and others had been whisked away by the Secret Service. And as time went on, gradually, slowly but surely, a certain normality resumed. People took their seats again and were chatting and mixing and just trying to figure out what was going on. As you can imagine, a room full of journalists, there were lots of calls to editors, lots of videos being shot. And of course, eventually we found out, partly from Trump on his social media platform, about this attacker who had been apprehended while running towards the ballroom heavily armed.
Now, the litany of violence that you detail in your piece in The Guardian, I think in most Western countries, if that had been the pattern over the last 10 years, there would be something of a come to Jesus moment where people would say, we need to do something about this broadly. Is that the reaction in the US now?
There was some commentary on that on Sunday from politicians bemoaning these twin perils, the surge of political violence, and of course the ongoing epidemic of gun violence in America. And I think it was rightly pointed out that what we as journalists experienced in that room, and I saw the fear in the eyes of some guests, is sadly what many people endure in the United States, in churches, in supermarkets, of course, even in schools, this threat of a gunman. And we had the privilege of being in arguably the safest room in America with a huge Secret Service presence. But I fear there will not be a real reckoning with the political violence aspects of this. There's just such always a high turnover of drama in the Trump era. I'm sure a few days from now we'll be on to the next story. And yet it is a scourge. It is a problem that needs to be addressed. I think it's partly accelerated by social media, partly accelerated by Trump's own incendiary rhetoric, and it really reflects deep divisions in the nation, where both sides, you know, regard the other sometimes as an enemy, and think that, you know, if they win the next election, it's going to be a kind of Armageddon.
Well, David, I'm glad you are unscathed from events on Saturday night, and thank you very much for taking the time to come on this morning. That is David Smith, Washington Bureau Chief of The Guardian, and our own Hard Shoulder is broadcasting from Washington all of this week. Shane and Kira obviously will have a reaction from politicians, journalists and wider public this evening and throughout the week. Before they come on air this evening, they did send us this vox pop of what people were saying after the White House Correspondents' Dinner shooting.
I am going to say I am not shocked. Is it a situation that you wish didn't happen? Yes. But no, I am not shocked with what the feelings are in our country right now, being pretty divided with what's going on.
Were you pretty shocked at what happened over the weekend?
I was surprised, but not really shocked. I think there's already been a few episodes somewhat similar. So I feel people are a bit numb to what's going on. It's obviously dangerous and terrible for the country and the democracy in general, but I wouldn't say shocked. But overall, I haven't felt any tension. I do see lots of police around. I've seen the National Guard around, but I haven't felt really tension.
So that report there from Shane Coleman, and Shane and Kira, of course, will be giving detailed coverage from Washington on the hard shoulder this afternoon and throughout the week. Amy Tarkanian is with us. She's a former Republican state chairwoman and a Republican strategist. Amy, to that question of the broader impact of this and all of the other instances of political violence, is it now the case that in American politics, this is just the norm?
It's sad, sad state of affairs, that's for sure. And we're not even just talking about guns. I mean, we've had instances in recent where we've had liquids thrown at congresswomen. We've had fist fights on a congressman's lawn. We've had, you know, objects, shoes thrown at people who are speaking at the podium. But yes, of course, the fact that this now took place, I would say the bigger concern was how this sick individual actually breached the exterior perimeter of where this event took place. Most people, I think, were actually shocked that he was able to get as close as he did. Now, thankfully, he didn't make it into the ballroom, and that's where security succeeded. And no one was injured, thank God, except for, you know, the one officer who thankfully also had on a bulletproof vest. So he's expected to heal. But it could have been really, really, really detrimental. And so the fact that violence is taking place, unfortunately, as we just heard, I don't think people are really shocked. But I think in this particular situation, people were a little taken aback that now this president has had possibly three assassination attempts on his life. And you're thinking to yourself, where are these loopholes? Where are these openings still happening? And I even had someone say to me today, is this an inside job? I mean, of course, you're going to have all kinds of conspiracy theorists now coming out.
But can I ask, Amy,
enough is enough. Indeed. How do you not have it tightened?
And that's the point that the shooter himself made in his own manifesto, that he was astonished at how easy it was to get to where that he got to. But I think people from this side of the water will look and say, but look, the two causative factors in this are the availability of guns and the absolute vicious polarity of the American political discourse. Do you just now take them as read? They are a foregone conclusion, and the answer is greater security because you can't tackle number one and number two.
I mean, it does seem that way, unfortunately. It does, because it doesn't matter which party you're affiliated with. The instances that I rattled off just a minute ago, they have happened now to both Democrats and Republicans who serve in office. It's horrible for me to say that it almost comes with the territory. You have to look over your shoulder constantly. And I don't like it being normalized. I don't want it being normalized. But the individuals who have actually followed through with these attempts, we know that they also don't have a record per se for even law enforcement to have a red flag on these individuals. So a lot of these people that are now following through with these attacks have been brainwashed. Something has happened to them through social media. There's all of these new avenues now where they're having this accessibility of all of this new information flooding in it. And I just don't know, how do you stop all of this? How do you stop? It's overwhelming.
Amy, thank you for your time this morning. Amy Tarkanian, former Nevada Republican state chairwoman and Republican strategist.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.